Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Several groups are getting money to help the wetlands all along the Great Salt Lake. We have team coverage, the future of the Great Salt Lake. We begin with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Over the next couple of years, Salt Lake City, a wildlife nonprofit, and other government organizations will use a combined $8.5 million to preserve and or revamp the wetlands stretching from Salt Lake to the Box Elder County line. Now, there's two big things that come out of this. One, it protects the pit stop for many of the lake's millions of migratory birds, and two, it'll help save more water that gets lost on its way to the lake.
We have dikes and canals, culverts and spillways that are dilapidated. They haven't been improved in decades.
Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Jill Ferry says the lake still needs a lot of love to get healthy again, and these wetlands and how water gets to them are a huge part of fulfilling that mission.
Actually lets us move more water through and ultimately get more water to the lake.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Managers of the Great Salt Lake are feeling good about where the water levels stand heading into winter. At this time last year, the Great Salt Lake was at its lowest level in recorded history. But after the huge boost from last year's record winter and below average summer evaporation, it's now about 3.5 feet higher, but it still needs a lot more help.
This is a long-term game that we're playing. You think about it, it's taken us 40 years to get where we are today. It's going to take us some time to get back out of it.
Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Joel Ferry says the Great Salt Lake needs at least 4 more feet of water to start entering its healthy range, but he's optimistic about how much Mother Nature and everyday Utahns have helped the lake so far. A pipeline to bring Salt Lake water to the Great Salt Lake, to bring salt water to the Great Salt Lake is one suggestion to help save it. But a new research paper says the plan comes with significant downsides. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson continues our team coverage.
An estimate from Environmental Research Communications says a water pipeline would cost over $300 million annually and emit nearly 1 million metric tons of carbon monoxide every year.
The estimate also says a pipeline would take up more than 10% of Utah's current electricity demand. The latest storm delivered new powder for Utah's mountains and ski resorts. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this storm dumped a foot at Snow Basin, and that was just the start.
This cold front really delivered. It kind of overperformed. We've got 10 inches at Deer Valley, Uinta Lens, and the western Uintas, 8 inches, the same at Alta, 6 at Snowbird.
Despite the good news, Brianhead is having to push back their expected early opening this Friday to next week. Matt says the mountains got a good amount of snow in October, but a lot of it melted over the last week or so. They could be in for more with the low-pressure system moving in early next week. KSL's top national stories. A number of Democratic senators say they want answers to certain questions before Congress approves more aid for Israel. They've written a letter to President Biden, as ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more.
The letter is signed by more than 24 Democrats, representing just over half of the Senate's majority. While stressing that Israel has a right to defend itself, these senators say they seek the president's view of the viability of Israel's strategy against Hamas, including whether the IDF mission in Gaza is prioritizing the release of hostages. And as Congress weighs whether to send Israel billions more in military aid, these Democratic senators now say they want to hear about specific mechanisms the administration will put in place to ensure Israel complies with international humanitarian law. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
G7 foreign ministers meeting in Japan say they will keep supporting Ukraine for now.
Grudgingly for some governments, more resources will be pledged to Kyiv in 2024. Secretary of State Blinken speaking in Tokyo.
Today we also focused on our enduring support for Ukraine. The G7 has led the world in galvanizing and sustaining that support. And as we told Foreign Minister Kuleba today, Ukraine can count on us.
Despite massive combatant losses, Blinken states there's, quote, enduring support for Ukraine across the G7 to continue to win back territory. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Crews in Texas are battling a massive chemical plant fire north of Houston. Residents in Shepherd, who live within a mile of the plant, were asked to shelter in place. Company CEO Jeff Harfield says the cause of the fire is under investigation.
We've been overly cautious about the situation. We do oil field chemicals. We do paint and coatings chemicals. Hazardous materials, yes, but it's the type of material you probably have under your kitchen sink.
Harfield says one employee is injured, but at a local hospital. Police in Sandy are looking for a vandal who smashed dozens of windows at Jordan High School. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
Police say last Saturday, a man smashed several windows at the school's driver's ed tower after doing the same thing at a nearby track station. Then on Sunday, he returned and broke even more windows at the school, bringing the total to 39 destroyed panes. There isn't an estimate on the cost of the damages yet, but detectives are combing through surveillance to ID the vandal.
KSL News Time 12:05. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking at a good drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have a report of a crash southbound Bangor Highway about 3100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday on KSL News Radio.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
Are you tired of your money just sitting in a regular checking account, earning next to nothing? Well, it's time to make your money work harder for you with Granite Credit Union's all-new Dividend Plus checking account. Start maximizing your money's potential today. Visit the nearest branch or head to granite.org to open your Dividend Plus checking account today. Your financial dreams are within reach. And Granite Credit Union is always there to help you make life happen.
Membership required. Dividends subject to account terms and conditions. Offer subject to change without notice. Ask for additional details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My girlfriend thinks we're going to my parents' house to decorate the tree. She has no idea that I'm actually planning to propose. The whole family's in on it. And Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring and stay within my budget. I went with a classic ring with an oval diamond. I tell you, that diamond, I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Shop the largest selection of unique engagement rings in hand-picked diamonds. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
FedUp Kitchen is Utah's premier healthy meal prep service. Save time, money, and get results with their delicious, gluten-free, macro-friendly meals. Eat better, feel better, live better with FedUp Kitchen. FedUpKitchen.com.
Thank you for joining me for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, millions of dollars are flowing to Salt Lake wetland groups that could help protect local birds and save water around the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Time, 12:07. Taylorsville police have named Sandra Miller as the 63-year-old woman who died a week after a pit bull attack in her backyard. The owner of those dogs, her son.
He has probably been punished about as severely as you could imagine. I mean, he lost his mother as a result of this. He lost all six of his animals. And so you wonder what charging him criminally with a misdemeanor really does at that point, whether that's sort of piling on.
That is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. Taylorsville police say all the dogs have been put down. None were licensed. Car versus deer collisions are higher in November than any other month in Utah. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington talked with the Division of Wildlife Resources to get some tips.
Faith Heaton Jolly says the most important way to avoid hitting a deer is to stay alert. There are often posted road signs that signal that wildlife likes to hang around certain areas. If you're on a highway when it's dark, turn on your brights. Lastly, look out for an animal's eye shine.
Their eyes will just kind of sometimes reflect the light, and so you'll kind of see they're like almost glowing.
If you do fall prey to a deer collision, Jolly says to pull off the road and report it immediately. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Washington, D.C.'s giant pandas are departing the Smithsonian's National Zoo and returning to China earlier than expected.
The bamboo-eating beloved trio of giant pandas that have lived in the Smithsonian's National Zoo began their journey to China Wednesday, the zoo announced. They're flying overseas on their own plane, dubbed the FedEx Panda Express. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally arranged by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. That's when the giant pandas were initially expected to return to China. The only remaining giant pandas in the U.S. will be in Atlanta. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Somewhat quiet out on your noontime drive. We do have good speeds on all the valley freeways, including I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. Now, we do have the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive in South Ogden. It's still blocking a right lane of travel, so just keep an eye out for that. And then a report of a crash. I'm not seeing it. Doesn't mean it's not there. It may be pulled over to the side. A crash southbound Bangor Highway near 3100 South. Do you want a heating and air company which uses third-party verification over their work? That's one of the highest rated on both Google and Yelp. Then call at your service pros, 801-YOUR-PRO. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We fall below normal today with a high of only 48 degrees and partly cloudy skies. You'll definitely feel the chill in the air. Overnight lows will be in the upper 20s, mostly clear. 49 tomorrow afternoon, but plenty of sunshine. We're back to the 50s by Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, chilly, 46 degrees, but a beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of sunshine. Coming up on Utah's new news, fentanyl is more rampant in Utah than ever. We'll find out more on the issue and what Utah is doing about it with the state's opioid research coordinator. That's next on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car, 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is Todd Frayton's heart. He's begun his wellness journey. This is its sound on a treadmill. At a slight incline. On a stroll through the forest. And this is the heart of Maria Sanchez, his physician. What's it doing here? A lot, actually. Because when we partner with you, we don't just offer a strategic plan and status updates. We put our hearts into it. Beat for beat. We call it the power of we. Intermountain Health.
Utah FTW 360, giving you player profiles, game stats, exclusive videos, and a brand new Ram 1500. At the end of the year, one lucky fan will win a Ram 1500, and you can also win prizes like free tickets and signed merch each week. Anyone who downloads the app is entered to win, so get Utah FTW 360 today. Winners truck may vary, no purchase necessary. Giveaway starts at 12 a.m. Mountain Time on September 1st, 2023, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time on December 31st, 2023. Open only to legal residents of the state of Utah, U.S., who are 21 or older with internet access and valid email address. Limit one entry per person, household, or email address. See official rules at ftwin360.com/truck giveaway for full details. Void where prohibited.
Food brings people together, but for many families, figuring out where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. 1 in 10 children struggle with hunger in Utah. No one should have to go hungry, especially children. Macy's has partnered with local food banks for the 2023 Harvest of Hope Food Drive to help keep that from happening. From now through November 30th, you can help a family in need. It's easy. At the checkout, simply let your cashier know how much you would like to donate through Macy's Icon Drive. You can also purchase a prepackaged bag of food filled with the items that food banks need most. Every donation, regardless of size, makes a difference. If you prefer to shop online, you can donate to the Harvest of Hope this season from the comfort of your home by adding either of Macy's donation options to your online shopping cart at macys.com/online. If you'd like to track the progress of donations made toward the Utah Food Bank or learn more about Harvest of Hope, visit macys.com. Macy's. Happy shopping.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. Got the Western Nut Company catalog in the mail the other day. I love the holiday season because since 1966, Western Nut has certainly been a part of our holidays at the Wright family. Right now, they are doing something extra special. I don't think they've ever done this before. Friends and family discount for all of us for just a couple of days coming up on November 9th through the 11th. Mark your calendar. You're going to save like crazy, not only on the nuts and the goodies, the candies and the peanut brittle, but you're going to save on decor as well. As a matter of fact, in the store, they're going to have people there who can really help you out and give you some advice for decorating this holiday season. You're going to be amazed. That store is wonderful at 434 South on 3rd West. Don't miss it. The Friends and Family event, 20% off on everything in the store. Mark your calendar. It's on November 9th through the 11th, the Western Nut Company.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think.
All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
government and nonprofit groups from Salt Lake City to the Box Elder County line are getting millions of dollars to protect and restore the wetlands along the Great Salt Lake. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Governor Cox says one solution to rising mental health problems is mixed-use development to put parks and communal spaces closer to more Utahns. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Scanners calling out an auto pedestrian crash in the Murray area, not far from Fashion Place, right about 6200 South End State Street. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good with no problems there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold and partly cloudy today with highs in the 40s, but a warming trend is coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As the Israel-Hamas war enters its second month, Congress is still weighing the emergency aid package for Israel. Progressive Democrats intensifying their criticism of Israel's airstrikes and ground operations in Gaza and the toll it's taken on Palestinians in the enclave. A group has written a letter to President Biden. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The letter asks the president to explain the specific mechanisms he'll put in place to ensure Israeli compliance with international humanitarian law. The letter is signed by more than two dozen Senate Democrats, three of them Jewish. These senators say they support Israel's right to defend itself, but they have questions about the viability of the military strategy against Hamas and whether Israel, quote, supports the conditions necessary to ultimately achieve a two-state solution.
Last night's election is in the books, and Democrats walked away with gains in key states. Voters in Ohio also weighed in on the issue of abortion rights, approving an amendment to the state's constitution to guarantee access. ABC's Jonathan Carl says that's part of a trend.
Republicans have been on a remarkably consistent losing streak, with very few exceptions, going all the way back to Donald Trump's victory in 2016. And this one, despite Biden's unpopularity, despite the concerns about the economy, you saw Democrats beat Republicans in solidly Republican states.
Republicans responding too, saying turnout was low in last night's election. GOP Senator Steve Daines says he feels confident about next year.
Democrats will have to defend Joe Biden and his policies with the disaster of the southern border, disaster of the economy, disaster geopolitically. Big difference between state races and federal races.
Those topics will likely be on the agenda at tonight's GOP debate in Miami. Frontrunner Donald Trump won't be there. He'll hold a separate campaign event. In Texas, heavy black smoke filled the skies after a fire broke out at a chemical plant in Shepherd. Residents nearby told to shelter in place. The cause still unknown. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah authorities have seized more fentanyl this year than ever before. And what does this mean for local communities? And what is the state doing about it? Joining me live to help answer some of these questions is Opioid Research Coordinator Tricia Bishop from Utah's Department of Health and Human Services. Tricia, first of all, good afternoon and thanks for being with me.
Thanks for being with me.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Yes. Go right ahead.
I can. Yes.
Perfect.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Do you have your radio on? Because I'm hearing some feedback.
I do not. I can take you off speaker, but I do not.
Yes, that would be what's causing it. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Tricia, kind of describe for us what's happening and why you've seen this increase.
Well, I do think that we watch the trends and we watch what happens from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we noticed fentanyl increasing greatly on the East Coast early probably in 2016, and it made its way to the West Coast probably between 2018 and 2020. So we've watched those trends. We do see fentanyl increases in the state, and we are doing what we can to help educate people about that, to help provide tools to connect people to locations where they can potentially get naloxone or fentanyl test strips and add tools to their toolbox to help prevent overdoses.
Yeah. Is there some way to measure what kind of impact this is having on the community, how we're being impacted by this?
You know, I don't know that there's any specific way to measure it other than us looking at those trends and watching. And not only are we seeing increases in fentanyl, but there are always other drugs. So we are keeping our eyes on that. We work very closely with our High Intensity Drug Trafficking Association and Public Safety, and we get information from a lot of them when it comes to drug seizures. We're looking at that stuff. We might even continue or consider doing wastewater testing at some point, and that might be in the near future to look at what drugs we are seeing in wastewater. But right now, again, we are just making connections, education for our community around this concern and tools that we can put in our toolbox to help prevent it.
Right. So if it's coming here, obviously there's a market for it here. Is there something being done to maybe look at why suddenly more people are using fentanyl?
You know, I don't know that there is any reason why necessarily more people are using fentanyl. The little bit of science behind it is that it does get in your system quickly and provide a quick high, and then it gets out of your system quickly. It is being mixed in with drugs that we're not aware of. So in the state of Utah, our numbers show a lot of stimulant use, meth and methamphetamine. But what is happening is fentanyl is being mixed in with these drugs and people are not aware of them. So whether it's being mixed in for bulk reasons to produce more, that might be, it is cheap. And that is why it's also being mixed in with some of these drugs.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with me today. And on live on the KSL Newsline, that is the Opioid Research Coordinator, Tricia Bishop, from Utah's Department of Health and Human Services. Let's get you up to date now. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
We have the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire. Now, the right lanes are still blocked in South Ogden. This is northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive. Not huge backups, but you definitely have to watch for it. We have an auto pedestrian accident called out in Murray State Street near 6200 South that may be moved out of traffic. An earlier accident called out southbound Bangor about 3100 South. Haven't really seen anything come from that and not any delays in the area. And Valley Freeway traffic looking good. Witness the magic of The Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with some cold air today. 48 degrees for a high and partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. 49 tomorrow, sunny skies. 53, partly cloudy on Friday as a system passes to the north. 53 again on mostly sunny skies for your Saturday. Mostly sunny and 60 for your Sunday. We start picking up southerly flow Monday and Tuesday. That bumps temperatures back up to the low 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets. It is a mixed day with the Dow down by about 60 points, but the other markets up pretty flat. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with seven NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company, building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Do you make an average or above average income? Did you know that if you take advantage of some simple tax planning strategies before December 31st, you could save yourself a small fortune in taxes when you retire? It's true. Learn how much money you could save with a free retirement tax savings analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions, a five-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-896-9622. Don't just file your taxes next April. Take advantage of some tax planning strategies before December 31st that could save you a small fortune when you retire. Call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Gifts they'll cherish, value, love, and pass down. They're at J. Brooks Jewelers.
KSL News Time, 1226. A couple who owns a Colorado funeral home is under arrest after 190 decaying bodies were found abandoned in their funeral home in October. Families who gave their loved ones to the funeral home are still waiting to get them back.
When the scene was uncovered in October, it was shocking. Decomposed bodies found after a call of a bad smell in the area of Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, Colorado. Now 190 bodies, some badly decayed, have been found. Identifying them is taking time. This announcement from District Attorney Michael Allen.
We're here to announce that John and Carrie Halford have been arrested in Oklahoma.
They're charged with abuse of a corpse, theft, money laundering, and forgery. It's still unclear why all of the bodies were left to decompose. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Watch Utah's Money. Sioux City, Iowa is making the most of its airport's code, S-U-X. The Wall Street Journal reports the airport is plastering its terminals with puns like "it sucks to lose your luggage" and "winter sucks, it's not alone." Fresno's airport is fat and Singapore's is sin. The electric car maker behind Amazon's new delivery vans is branching out to other companies. Rivian has already made 10,000 of Amazon's blue wagons, and it says its vehicles will help companies lower their fleet's carbon emissions. Super Mario Brothers movie made Nintendo $1.5 billion. Now it's looking at striking gold again with a film about The Legend of Zelda. Big Hollywood producers from titles like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and the Maze Runner trilogy are already working on the film. Your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 72 points, sitting at 34,081. S&P, it's up by 3 points, and the NASDAQ up by 10 points.
KSL is in your community.
We are at the campus of Utah Valley University
and reporting on your community.
A bountiful neighborhood is doing what they can.
Make 102.7 your first precinct for local information.
Driving anywhere, I have KSL radio on.
KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I served my country honorably in the Marine Corps, and now I've been serving you for over 2 decades. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. I met my wife on a blind date at Camp Lejeune. She also served in the Marines. My daughter recently graduated college, and my son was an air traffic controller in the Air Force. They also work in the business. Why am I telling you this? Because Trajan Wealth is both our livelihood and our family's reputation. Will we work hard for you? You're darn right. I don't have a board of directors to answer to. The buck stops here. My fiduciary duty is to you, the Trajan Wealth client. If you have an old 401k to roll over, or if you're working with an advisor who just isn't cutting the mustard and you need a second opinion, give Trajan Wealth a call. We have hearts of teachers, and we will take on your retirement battle together.
Call 899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Join KSL in the movie show this Friday from 9 to noon at the Salt Lake's NPS store at 1600 Empire Road in Salt Lake City, npsstore.com. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's going on, Ricky?
It's been a pretty quiet drive on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. We still have fire crews on the scene of this earlier vehicle fire in Weber County. Northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive. Again, the right lane still blocked there. And we also had an earlier report of an auto pedestrian crash. This may be pulled out of traffic. I've not seen any signs that it's affecting commuters. And this is at State Street, about 6200 South. From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day, please help the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The cold front has passed. We'll go for highs only in the upper 40s today with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows, chilly, in the upper 20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 49, ample sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, very nice, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Federal agents in Salt Lake City say there is so much fentanyl on the streets right now, it's become super cheap, posing a number of problems locally and across the border. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell reports.
We told you earlier today that fentanyl seizures are at an all-time high here. One big reason is a major price drop for the drug. DEA Assistant Special Agent in Charge Dustin Gillespie tells me a single pill cost $12 a year and a half ago. Today, it's under a dollar, meaning it's a lot easier for someone panhandling to scrape up enough spare change to score a hit. The reason why is an uptick in production, dating back to the arrest of El Chapo in 2019.
In other news that we're following today, Senator Mitt Romney had a tense moment today with a protester asking for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. Forbes caught the confrontation on video.
We need to call for a ceasefire now.
So Hamas went into a country and brutally murdered people,
Israel
cut their throats.
Is carpet bombing.
You want to talk or am I going to talk?
I'm going to talk.
Okay, well, I'm not going to listen.
Senator, you are in the committee. Senator, and you have the power to demand a ceasefire. Senator, 10,000 civilians have died already. It is not comparable. It is no longer comparable. These are war crimes, and you have the power to end it.
Senator,
please do your duty.
Ask you about something else.
No more taxpayer dollars. Please, no more taxpayer dollars for Israeli weapons.
KSL.com reached out to Romney for comment, and he has not responded. If you've driven through 1100 East and 2100 South recently, you're probably familiar with the labyrinth of construction in Sugar House. Salt Lake Council member Sarah Young says basically every business has told her that they don't want any more construction, but it's not that simple.
Sugar House has grown significantly over the past 10 years, and so we need to take action in terms of that increased wear and tear, as well as upgrading public infrastructure. But we've got a haul ahead of us.
Young tells David Dujanovic, you shouldn't expect the orange cones to go away anytime soon. Construction is slated through 2025. KSL's top national stories this hour. Ivanka Trump is taking the stand in New York today in the civil fraud trial against her father and the Trump Organization. On the stand, she appeared to distance herself from the financial activity that the judge already ruled as fraudulent. More from ABC's Olivia Rubin outside the court.
Ivanka has done on the stand what her brothers did on the stand, which is to distance herself from those statements. And just to give you her exact words here, she said, I would assume my father had personal financial statements, but those were not something that I was privy to. And it was not something that I was involved in.
Former President Trump and his eldest sons are accused of altering the company's worth in order to get favorable terms on loans and to get breaks on taxes. Former President Trump's next campaign rally will be in a South Florida suburb, while his Republican presidential rivals debate in nearby Miami. For his Wednesday night event, the former president has picked Hialeah, which is central to South Florida's politically influential Cuban community. Trump supporters are camped out more than a day in advance to get into the site where he's set to appear. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville faces growing pressure from his own party to stop his blockade of hundreds of military appointments. He's opposing the Pentagon's policy of reimbursing the travel costs of service members who get abortions in other states. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says it's already had an impact on military readiness.
Well, I think everybody, including Senator Tuberville, understands that this needs to be resolved, and we talked about a number of different options.
Senator Mitt Romney asked Tuberville in a hearing if he would accept a rule change where a charity paid the travel costs, and Tuberville called that a good start. Generation Z voters could have a bigger impact on upcoming elections than young adults in the past. A report from WYFF.com says the current group of young adults are more politically active.
In the past 5 years, in the voter rolls, there has been an increase of younger voters.
Weaver County Clerk and Auditor Ricky Hatch says that those younger voters show up in big numbers if there's something on the ballots that they care about. The European Space Agency sent a billion-dollar telescope into space 4 months ago, and its first images are already picking up millions of galaxies. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
These first pictures are crisp and clear, even though they're looking through billions of years of time. That's how long it takes for light to reach the Earth from places like the Horsehead Nebula, which is a red and white blanket of stardust trillions of miles away. The Euclid Telescope is orbiting the sun with the mission of surveying a third of the night sky, and it's especially on the lookout for things like dark matter and dark energy. Both are invisible, but dark matter is the glue that holds together galaxies, while dark energy is making the universe bigger and bigger. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, let's check in with Ricky Meese.
It is quiet out on the Valley freeways. You're good to go if you're out to grab a bite to eat. We do have the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire. This is northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive in South Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:36.
Make informed choices when you cast your vote.
We had a lot of important issues.
I think we had some pretty good choices, actually.
Voters have until November 21st to get their ballots in.
Your voice, your vote, 2023. This week on KSL News Radio.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. I want you to know that it's the little things that count. Any remodeler can say they treat customers right when it comes to siding, gutters, windows, and exteriors. It's hard to know for sure. If a contractor uses cheap generic nails instead of super grippy ridge shaft nails for your siding, would you even know? If they use cheap $4 caulk to install your new windows instead of paying $9 a tube for the good stuff, could you tell by looking? It all comes down to the details and trust. At RGS Exteriors, we only do things one way, the right way. We never cut corners. We never skimp on details. We never do less than the job requires. That's why we offer our industry's exclusive 10-year everything guarantee. And it's why we have the happiest customers. If you need any gutters, siding, or replacement windows, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110 or online at rgsutah.com.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
KSL News Time 1238. WeWork says its four Utah locations will remain open even after the company filed for bankruptcy. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott reports.
WeWork has two locations in Salt Lake City and another two next door to each other in Lehigh. The company says these office spaces will be fully operational as they restructure to, quote, drastically reduce debt. The Associated Press reports the company has listed about $18 billion in debt and $15 billion in assets.
WeWork was once valued at $47 billion. The credit card debt that Americans are carrying has reached a record high. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says American credit card debt has ballooned to a whopping $1.8 trillion. That's up $48 billion in just the third quarter. Analysts say even amid high inflation, consumer spending is high, along with interest rates spiking credit card debt to a record 21%. But there is a silver lining. Consumer confidence is up. Americans are working, so our credit cards are getting a workout, too. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Ricky Meese, any problem spots?
Valley Freeway traffic and our main secondary is actually in pretty good shape right now. We still have the clearing of a vehicle fire. There may be a little bit of backup here, and that's because a right lane has been blocked. It's northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive in South Ogden for Weber County drivers. But overall, that's it. Kind of quiet for your noontime commute. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Noticeably colder today with highs right around 48 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows will dip off into the upper 20s, mostly clear. Tomorrow, afternoon high of 49, but plenty of blue sky to go around. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of blue sky, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's Noon News. Sugar House construction has turned a main corridor into a traffic nightmare. We'll hear from a Salt Lake City councilwoman next on KSL, streaming online at KSLNewsRadio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
Every year I tell myself, Doug, you can't procrastinate. It's time to get into Burt Brothers. Make sure that the vehicle I drive, the vehicles that Dee drives, and our family vehicles are all ready for winter. And Burt Brothers, boy, as these temperatures start to drop, soon the snowflakes are going to fall, the roads are going to be slick. You need peace of mind on Utah's snowy roads. Winter tires from Burt Brothers, they make all the difference. You can drive with confidence. Specialized tires designed to grip the road in the harshest conditions. They give you better traction, handling, shorter braking distances, and the gift of safety for you and your loved ones. And right now, save up to $130 back on four Bridgestone Blizzak tires through December 16th. That's only at Burt Brothers with complete auto care. They can take care of it all. Make sure you're not off on the side of the road with a little help from your friends at Burt Brothers. And there's a location for Burt Brothers near you.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Say big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
Do you make an average or above average income? Did you know that if you take advantage of some simple tax planning strategies before December 31st, you could save yourself a small fortune in taxes when you retire? It's true. Learn how much money you could save with a free retirement tax savings analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions, a five-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-896-9622. Don't just file your taxes next April. take advantage of some tax planning strategies before December 31st that could save you a small fortune when you retire. Call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Dave and Debbie.
Where do people in Utah have an opportunity on a regular basis to voice their opinions? That's on our show on KSL News Radio. You have a way to share your experiences and to get your message out to the entire community. Where else in Utah can they go? Nowhere. That's on our show.
We have to be so careful not to take things out of context. It's very easy to manipulate what someone says to fit your own narrative. And we don't want to do that. We want to take your best argument, you take my best argument, and if we don't always say it perfectly, that's okay. It's a conversation. It's a give and take.
Listeners call the show and are willing to share how they're dealing with life circumstances. This is why our show is so important to this community and why our listeners are so important to KSL News Radio.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police are looking for someone who took a hammer to 32 windows at Jordan High School. I'm KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit.
Second, the Great Salt Lake is 3.5 feet higher than its lowest point last year, and water managers say that's a good sign of what winter will bring. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
It's a good-looking drive on I-15 north and southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. But we still have a right lane blocked with an earlier vehicle fire getting mopped up in South Ogden. This is northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 40s, but then we quickly move to the 50s and even some 60s in the forecast. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The chair of the House Oversight Committee announcing House Republicans are issuing subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. It includes a subpoena for his son, Hunter Biden, along with the president's brother and other family members. The committee is investigating the Biden family overseas business dealings and if the president had any direct links to any family financial dealings. Democrats are celebrating key wins in last night's election, including an abortion issue on the ballot in Ohio. Voters said yes to amending the Constitution to guarantee abortion access in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris says voters keep sending the same message after the Supreme Court ended Roe v. Wade.
The voters said, look, the government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
The State Department says Gaza's Rafah crossing into Egypt is closed today due to a security circumstance. No other details were given. South Gaza seeing an influx of more civilians from North Gaza as Israel battles Hamas in Gaza City. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. If you've driven through Sugar House lately, you've probably felt gridlocked by all the construction. Salt Lake Council member Sarah Young says most companies have told her that they don't want to see any more construction, but the orange cones will be out for another couple of years.
I have heard from multiple businesses related to the fact that they're just seeing fewer customers coming down, fewer customers being in there, and that's, you know, a huge issue when it comes to these businesses, their revenue, their ability to employ residents. So I'm also pleased to share that the city's Department of Economic Development does have small business construction mitigation grant programs. We've awarded over 217 grants through that program, over $500,000. And the goal of that is really to try and not fully compensate for all of those losses, but to definitely help address some of those needs to help our businesses make it through this construction period.
She says there is some good news for anyone trying to get through the labyrinth of construction in the near future.
So when it comes to the upcoming holiday season, I'm actually really pleased to share that the city is going to take a pause on the construction that's happening right at that key intersection of 2100 South and 11th East to be able to make sure our residents have access to those local businesses for the holiday season. And then they'll pick up construction at the start of the new year, just to give kind of that brief respite and hopefully address some of the losses those businesses have experienced. In terms of why it's kind of continuing as much as it is, I think it's just important to note that when we're looking at these needs, that the needs are both for infrastructure, such as sewer lines that run down the middle of the street, but also related to safety for pedestrians. So those bike lanes and sidewalks, those are on the edge of the street. If we were to do both at the same time, you would be shutting down the entire street, which would definitely have a greater impact than we're even seeing today.
The construction is slated to continue until 2025. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic still in really good shape, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. And our main secondaries, no real delays there either, but we do have the right lane that remains blocked from the earlier vehicle fire northbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive in South Ogden. So that's a heads up to Weber County drivers. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with some cold air behind yesterday's front. 48 for a high today, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 49, sunny skies. Then we get a little clipper system that grazes northern Utah on Friday. Partly cloudy, high of 53. We keep it in the mid-50s for your Saturday, mostly sunny. But warmer weather on tap for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. We'll be in the 60s all those days with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's a beautiful fall day, a little bit nippy. 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Stay with us. We'll update your money news coming up next. It's been a mixed day for the markets.
Attention smart homeowners, you don't have to fall for flashy promises and companies that don't even prove their work. At Your Service Pros uses third-party verification software called MeasureQuick to ensure your new HVAC system is installed correctly. This ultimate game changer in the HVAC industry lets you, the homeowner, have proof of how your system was installed. At Your Service Pros utilizes our Bluetooth tools to upload all of your system's information into MeasureQuick. We rely on data-driven insights to properly commission, optimize, and fine-tune your HVAC system for peak performance, improving your family's comfort, lowering your utility bills, and extending the life of your HVAC system. With rebates and tax credits available totaling more than $7,500 on a dual-fuel heating and cooling system, it is now more important than ever that your HVAC system be installed correctly. So call us today at 801-YOUR-PRO. That's 801-YOUR-PRO. Have the peace of mind of saving up to 50% on your new system and knowing it's installed correctly by calling 801-YOUR-PRO.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and all you have to do is look up to the mountaintops and realize the time of year winter is around the corner. This is the time to start thinking about those holiday gatherings, maybe that reward for your employees, gifts for friends and neighbors, and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. A gift card at Ruth's Chris really does the trick. Trust me, I have been a recipient. Plus, having that holiday gathering at Ruth's Chris. Two locations, of course, Hotel Park City. Maybe you'll want to do that after a great day of skiing, or downtown Salt Lake City, maybe after the game or the concert. What a great, great experience during the holiday season, which now is just around the corner. It awaits you at Ruth's Chris, and you're going to find the best food ever. The steaks are cooked perfectly. The side dishes are beyond compare. And the desserts, oh my goodness. And of course, they have all the other entrees too. It's waiting for you now at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1254, Liar Liar won't get hired, but that won't stop them from trying, as we hear from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Resume Lab, a job seekers company, surveyed 1,900 people in August, asking them, have you ever lied on a resume? A full 7 in 10 answered yes. And it's not just a one-off. 37% of the truth stretchers admit to lying frequently on their most recent resume. Face-to-face encounters are also fertile grounds for embellishment. 80% of survey respondents said they lied at least a little in their latest job interview. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And watching Utah's money, one of the country's biggest mall operators is closed for Thanksgiving. It's the latest company to announce it's leaving the holidays for its employees to enjoy with family. Doors are back open the next day for Black Friday. The recycling industry is declining and is turning to AI for help. Technology guided by AI is already outpacing some of the fastest waste sorters, grabbing 1,000 pieces a minute. Hope is that technology will lower costs and increase the amount of waste that gets recycled. Almost 150 oil and gas leases in Utah could get revoked. It's because of a new lawsuit challenging the legitimacy of former President Trump's energy policy in the state. The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance claims that these leases were rushed through without environmental reviews in some cases. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 78 points, sitting at 34,075. S&P 500, it's up by just a fraction. And now the NASDAQ has turned into the negative territory. It's down by 4 points.